So, have you picked out Halloween costumes yet?
No.
Today's episode is brought to you by Romer Skincare. Based out of Chicago, Romer launched a skincare line from home that covers all of your skin needs.
You do not need millions of eye creams or cleansers to get better skin that you deserve. The reason why we love them is clean ingredients, effective results, with just a three-step routine that can be shared with you and your partner.
Right now, Romer is giving our listeners 15% off, plus a gift when you use our code LISTENER15. That's LISTENER15 on their website, romerskin.com.
No stress, no clutter, just happy skin.
Let me show you the picture, though, that we were sending back and forth, and I'm like, how funny would it be if she's walking and she's just a little walking porcupine, like,
that's cute.
And she wouldn't even need the head thing because her hair already spikes up like that.
All right, so you ready to try to hurry up and do this story since she's got no bottle and brace,
she'll probably phone crisis
and everything else? The world's coming to the end.
No, don't say that.
2020.
As he's falling apart in there.
Next thing you know, AZ's going to be like walking in. What are y'all doing? Why are you here?
Can't be babysitting.
So we are going to talk about Pedro Rodriguez Filho.
Why does that name sound familiar?
Because our episodes, we've recorded them 1,002 times. That is why. But he is responsible for 71 murders.
What?
Yeah, 71. That's a big seven and a one.
It's funny that I say, why does his name sound familiar? And then I'm over here like, what? Because I don't remember the story.
Because you never listen.
But guess what? It makes it better because I'm like, what? Because I don't remember.
So, ten of the murders he committed before he even turned the age 18.
What?
Yeah. So could you imagine killing 10 people before you turned 18?
No. I couldn't even imagine.
Killing one person?
Yeah.
Yeah.
By my whole lifetime.
Same here. But there is another serial killer, or not serial killer, but another killer that we'll talk about later on. He's referred to as the real Dexter. I personally feel like Pedro is more of the Dexter character from the TV series
We've
Dexter.
We've talked about this.
Yes.
I don't watch Dexter.
But for the people that did watch Dexter and like Dexter, I personally feel like Pedro fits more of that scenario because, like, Dexter Morgan, he murdered people that he, like, justified. Kind of like
evil.
His life choices. Yeah. He's like, I only murder ones that are guilty of something, like murder or yada, yada, yada. Well, Pedro was the same way. He only killed people who done him wrong or done his family wrong. So, with that being said, Pedro...
With that being said, do everybody right.
Yes.
Because you don't know who's the next Dexter. Hopefully nobody. But just do right.
So, Pedro was born on June 17th, 1954, in a farm in Santa Rita, Brazil. He was the oldest of 14 kids. No, thank you.
Okay. Now,
no, thank you.
I know your perspective of only wanting to be the only child, and I never got that because I came in as the third child. But think about the parent.
That's what I'm saying. No, thank you.
Like, now I can have that perspective, and I'm like, one's enough. Maybe two eventually. But one's enough. I couldn't imagine, like, all right, this one's born. Ready for the next one? Ready for the next one? No.
And I give people who have multiples.
I give them all the props because being a mom's hard. Yes. Especially if you're working.
Yes. And then if you have them like back to back.
Or if like you're doing virtual learning.
Oh my God. It's horrible. So Pedro was born with a bruised skull due to his father kicking his mother in the stomach when she was still pregnant with him during a fight.
Gosh.
Yeah. So one day when Pedro was 13, he had the urge to kill. Like, who gets the urge? Like,
but what if, here it goes me justifying everything. What if when he got kicked in the skull, in the womb, it messed something up in the head?
He did have slight brain injuries because of that.
So maybe that's why he had the urge. He didn't know any better. It was just mentally like, that's okay.
Well, I mean, I do know that people who have, like, brain injuries, they do, like,
there's, like schizophrenic and stuff.
There's, like, not saying, like, oh, you're going to be, like, just mean if you have brain injuries, because we know people that have brain injuries. But they can get, like, ill quicker and just, like, more of a...
Snap.
Yeah, snap. So possibly that could have been a thing, like, because, I mean... He basically got in a fight with his older cousin, so I don't know if, like, something snapped in him at that moment, and that's why he had the urge to kill. But he was in a fight with his older cousin.
Okay, I get what you're saying, but when you said that, maybe it's like when you're so mad, it's just like, or somebody did something to somebody you're close to, and you're just like... If I find out who did it, I'm going to kill him kind of a thing. Mm-hmm. Maybe it was like that urge. And it wasn't, I'm going to kill him. It was like, I could kill him if I get him. So maybe it started off like that. And then it led to more later on.
Maybe.
But then again, he killed 10 people by the time he was 18. So who really knows?
Who
I'm just trying to justify.
So him and his older cousin got in a fight. He pushed his cousin into a sugar cane press. And thankfully, he was not seriously injured. And do you know what a Google... Or do you know what a Google is?
Yeah, I Google on my phone.
Do you know what a sugar cane press is?
Something to make sugar cane?
No, it's what you, like, squeeze the sugar cane out of. Like, you put the sugar cane in and you, like, roll it and it, like, squeezes the juice.
I got nothing.
So just imagine like industrial realm thing. It's kind of like the old timey, like your clothes.
Okay, that's what I was trying to think of, but it couldn't come out. Like, I'm just like, yeah, like the bleh. Literally every time I was like the, and it was just bleh. I could see like turning the clothes and then drying and squeezing the water out, but I bleh. Every time I try to get the word out. I'm not crazy, I promise.
Yeah, yes, she is. So basically, just imagine bleh, but on a scale of much larger. Okay, so after the fight with his cousin, he dropped out of school to stay home to help his family work. And, I mean, I guess you got to have multiple people working in a household if you're paying for at least 14 kids plus the two adults to eat in a household. Just saying.
Yeah.
Could you imagine how either big this house had to be? But they're in Brazil, so I figure it's not going to be big.
But don't people go, like, rich people go to Brazil for vacation and stuff? So some parts of it's nice?
Yeah.
So I guess it depends on which day and time, which you said it was in, he was born in, like, 55?
54.
See, I am paying attention. I was a year off. So, boom. First of all. Second of all, they could have lived in a tiny house and two bedroom and all the kids had their own room. Or they could have had this huge, nice house. We just don't know.
I just imagine when we went to the Dominican Republic and it's like.
We did not. You did.
I did. We went for, like, an excursion, so we had to drive through town, and it was, like, third world country, and then you see, like, beautiful mansions.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's how I envision it, but I just...
Well, that's what I'm saying. We just don't really know. Either they had a really nice
But I'm just thinking, like, if you have 13 or 14 kids, I hope you have a decent sized house and you're not living in a 2-bedroom.
Okay, but this is way back when. They might not have had birth control. So maybe they had no choice. I mean, you got to think back
you
in
had,
the...
You,
back
you had a choice. Da- it's, okay. No, we ain't doing nothing. I got a headache.
But it's also... Think back in the day, they used to have a lot of kids.
Yeah.
And nowadays, we're like, one's good.
Two's pushing it. Three.
No. Oopsie! But then again, they might have been like, we want kids, we want kids, we want kids. I mean, nowadays it's
make
like,
money.
You think if we get 19 kids, we can be on TV?
My God, you need to be to afford
well,
this 19
I didn't
kids.
Know the other day that... The other day, I didn't realize how many big family shows they've really had.
Yes. If you watch TLC, it's like...
Yeah, I don't really watch TV unless it's sports. And I was watching it, and I'm like, man, they got 15 kids. Man, they got 19 kids. Uh-uh. Nope.
Yeah, because, like, I watch a few shows on TLC. Like, well, I watch the app. And it's like, shows all these different huge families. And I'm like, oh, Lord. But we get on a side rant like always. Da, da, da. When he was 14 years old, he killed his first victim. Using a rifle, he shot and killed the vice mayor in front of City Hall.
Oh, my gosh.
Do you want to know why?
Wait, you said he was 15 or 14?
14. Do you want to know why he killed the vice mayor? And I feel like vice mayor just sounds so weird.
For real. Okay, why?
Because he fired his father from his guard position at school for allegedly stealing food.
So, because his dad got fired, he was like, nope, he's a bad guy.
Pachow! Yeah.
Gosh.
So.
He truly is a family man.
Mm-hmm. Then.
Wait, does it say what his parents?
No, like, I don't know. So, then he killed the actual guard who was stealing the food from the cafeteria.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm like, all right, so shot you because you fired my dad.
Shot you because
you was the one that caused my dad to get fired.
Yeah.
So after this, he fled to a different area in Brazil. I'm not even going to pronounce it because...
You're going to get it wrong.
Yeah. And once there, Pedro started robbing drug houses and killing traffickers. So he fell in love with this girl named Maria, and the two lived together, and they were going to have a baby until she was killed by a gang member. After the death of Maria and the unborn baby, Pedro went on a killing spree. He tracked down several people that was related to the death, and then he tortured and killed them all to figure out who was actually responsible for the death of them. Once Pedro found out who was responsible, he paid that gang leader a visit with four of his friends to a wedding party. Like, he showed up to a wedding party.
Talk about a wedding crasher.
And killed 7 people and wounded 16.
Jeez.
His next big kill was his dad.
What?
So the person that he
killed
the first time. Now he's killing his dad. So the reason why he ended up killing his dad is his dad used a machete to stab and kill his mother. He stabbed his mother 21 times. So Pedro went to the jail to visit his father. And...
Wait, he killed Pedro's mother or...
Pedro's father.
Grandmother.
Pedro's father killed Pedro's mother. Like, he killed his wife.
Okay, that's what I was wondering because it could have been his grandma.
So, I don't know if it was... Back in the 50s, jails were like this, or if it's just a Brazil thing, or if it's a all the above thing.
It wouldn't be in the 50s anymore. It'd be in the 60s if he's 16.
Well, true.
Almost the 70s.
So, I don't know if it was back then. They did not search you when you went to a prison. Like, they didn't, like, run you through, like, a metal detector. There was no, like, guard that watched between inmates and prisoners. There was no, like, the window. I mean, it was just come and go as you please, basically. So, Pedro goes, visits his father. And while visiting his father, he stabbed him 22 times.
Gosh, dang.
Cut out his dad's heart.
Gosh.
Pulled a Jeffrey Dahmer, took a bite out of it, and then...
Let me just clean up this throw up real quick.
Chewed on it for a bit.
Stop.
And then spit it out. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. You cannot say I'm not listening, but I wish I wasn't.
I mean, all these, like, eating of body parts here lately. So, Pedro was arrested on May 24th, 1973. He was placed in the back of a police car with two other criminals. One of the criminals was a rapist. I don't know why the police left the car unattended, but once the officers arrived back to their car, asked their Pedro, and this rapist was sitting in the back seat, they returned, and Pedro killed the rapist. So, here is where the killing spree...
Maybe they knew he was going... No, I shouldn't say that. You can edit that part out.
So... Here's where the killing spree begins.
Just making sure you edit that part out.
So this is where the killing spree began in the prison. Pedro killed 47 fellow inmates. Which most of them, you know, like, was probably bad people. But after he killed 10 inmates, he was transferred to a different prison. One day, five inmates attacked Pedro, and you would think five against one would not be too good, right? Well, Pedro killed two of the five.
And injured the other three pretty bad?
Yeah.
I figured.
Pedro walked away with just a scar on his face.
God.
While in prison, he did not stay 100% to his code of only kill the bad or the ones who done wrong. He killed two inmates for dumb reasons.
Yeah, but would he justify it by, well, they're in jail, they're a bad person?
I mean, depending, I don't know what they were in there for, but possibly, maybe. But the reason why he killed the first one is because... They snort too loud.
That's a pretty good reason.
And then the second one, he just knew he wasn't going to like them.
Was it you? Was this you? Like, you're like, because you're already, okay, so the simple fact of pretty much until I got married, Kenan thought you hated him, and I had to say multiple times for years, no, if she doesn't know you, she just don't talk to you, like, you just, she don't talk. And then, I guess, at the wedding, how you helped out so much, he was like, she must like us, well, she likes me, but...
The subjects.
Well... He was like, wow, you know, he was impressed, and then I guess whenever... My husband and your husband was building the deck. He got closer to y'all. And he goes, maybe they do like me. So, yeah, even if new to the family and he's like, she don't like me. Just imagine that's probably, I don't like him. Just get rid of him now.
I mean, maybe.
See?
All right, Pedro had a tattoo on his arm that translated to, I kill for pleasure. Pedro was interviewed saying that he got thrills and joys out of killing other criminals. He also said his favorite method of murder was to
Now go ahead and translate that.
Or hacking with blades. In 2003, 49-year-old Pedro was convicted of killing 71 people, 47 of them in prison.
God.
He was originally sentenced to 128 years in prison. But the crimes he committed in jail upped his sentence to 400 years. But in Brazilian law, the max prison sentence that anyone can serve for anything is 30 years.
So then what's the point in the 400 and something years?
I don't know. I don't know. I guess for just giggles.
You get 400 years. See you out in 30.
So, from when he got, like, I guess his seeing the judge, because apparently, like, in Brazil, like, it takes forever to be, they ain't got no, like, speedy trial. It's, you get put in whatever. He had to serve 4 more years. And then he was basically able to get out.
So 34 years?
No. He legit did not see the judge until like 20-something years. And then he served 4 more years and got out at 30
years.
So in 2007, he was released at the age of 53. So now he is like a house worker. He's like notorious in Brazil. And like he says that he's like not going back to prison. He's like, you know, straight and narrow, doing good. But he basically served 6 months for each victim he killed.
Oh my gosh.
Like, can you imagine?
That is ridiculous.
It's like you murder somebody. Okay, you get 6 months in prison.
I mean, I know prison time's got to seem like 6 years for 6 months, or I don't know. I never been to prison. But maybe, I don't know. That's crazy.
Mm-hmm. But that's Pedro, who I feel like is the true, like, real Dexter.
So you want to hear our dum-dum of the day?
I want to hear our dum-dum.
It's very short and sweet.
Like our story.
Right. All right. So this dum-dum of the day is brought to you by her. So this dum-dum of the day was charged with assault with a deadly weapon. But do you know what he used? Just a wild guess. Okay. After throwing an alligator.
Another alligator.
Through the Wendy's drive-thru window.
Is this sort of like taking the alligator to the gas station guy?
I don't think so. I don't really have a video for it. But maybe. I mean, it just says.
How many of these people like to pick up alligators and just tote them around and throw them?
Because most of these are in Florida.
Oh my gosh.
So I guess it's very common to, I mean, even that, even though anytime I've been to Florida, I've never seen an alligator.
I don't see
how it's so common. I guess I shouldn't say common. But how easy it would be to just have an alligator in the back of the bed of your truck from the last one. And just to get an alligator to throw through a Wendy's drive-thru. Like, what'd you do? Find it somewhere and then put it in your vehicle and then go to Wendy's and throw it in there? Or did you find it in the Wendy's parking lot and was like, you put mayonnaise on my sandwich. Here's you an alligator.
I was thinking a tomato, but okay.
Well, but see, for tomatoes, I can just pull off mayonnaise. It ruins the whole thing. Like, it makes the bread soggy. Like, it's just done for.
See, that's like pickles to me. I'm like, pickles make a bun soggy. Nobody likes a soggy bun. So I guess, like, that's how you feel about mayonnaise.
If the bun is toasted, then pickles don't make it soggy. I love pickles on everything.
I'm like, I love pickles plain.
Literally, I will order pickles, my sandwich, and I'll be like, light lettuce, extra pickles only.
And I'm just like, no pickles. No. No.
Yep. So that's our dum-dum for the day.
That's our dum-dum. So tell people where they should find us.
On Facebook, on the discussion page.
Which is TCWI Discussion Group.
On Instagram.
At TCWI Podcast.
On Pinterest.
I don't know how to even find that. I did. I sent our Jeffrey Dahmer episode over there. So I don't know, like,
where is that?
What it's doing. Or, like, I don't know, but Jeffrey Dahmer episode is on Pinterest. Y'all go find it. And then
our Patreon.
Our Patreon. All right, you guys. I'll talk to you next week.
Bye.
Bye. To kill. Like, who gets the urge? Like, kill.
But what about this? If he was king.
Don't you say you. Oh my gosh.
And you.
Oh my gosh, please don't. He's like, what? You asked who gets the urge to kill it. I said, ah.